This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1103, resources for your IELTS North Star.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
If you haven't joined us yet on Clubhouse, you are missing an amazing opportunity to practice for the IELTS speaking exam. Today, we share details about how to join, as well as a new idiom that will boost your vocabulary score.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Aubrey, how's your day going?
Good. I was just preparing an outline for a Clubhouse room I'm doing tomorrow with Lindsay that I'm excited about. So that was fun.
You guys, Aubrey is our Clubhouse pro, okay? She is in charge, in control of our Clubhouse. She's doing an amazing job over there, guys. Not only does she run the All Ears English one with Lindsay, but she also runs the IELTS Clubhouse as well, which I do drop in on. Aubrey, first of all, let me tell the students why we're talking about this, and then I want you to explain how they can join Clubhouse, and we are going to teach you guys a new idiom today. So first of all, guys, this is amazing. Clubhouse, you get to hang out live with us, right? Like, we give you live speaking practice, and you get live feedback from both of us, and you can ask us questions in the room. It is such a fantastic opportunity to hang out with me and Aubrey, get some insider IELTS info, but live. And it's all speaking practice, guys. It's so good. So how can our listeners join us on Clubhouse?
Yeah, so for a long time, you guys probably know you had to have an invitation to join Clubhouse. So, and they didn't give them out willy-nilly. It was kind of hard to get one. But what they're now doing is for clubs that have a certain amount of, you know, a pretty big following, they give us a certain amount of invitations for every room we host. So when we host an All Ears English room, we have invitations to give out to you guys. So you need to make sure you're following us on social media, because on Instagram, I post the link on the stories. I post the link on Facebook, Indeed, everywhere, so that you guys can get an invitation to join Clubhouse. And then you're getting access to all of Clubhouse. You're able to come to our All Ears English practice rooms, our IELTS Energy speaking practice rooms, and also all of the thousands of other rooms where you can practice speaking in English on a variety of topics. There are English classes, lots of clubs to join. There's so much in there. So you need to get that invitation, which we can provide you. And then once you're in there, we have a room every week. You need to follow us on social media so that you're clear on the time and the topic so that you're ready to participate. It's a really amazing. You can come up on stage and practice speaking live with us, like Jessica said. Or if you're at work or you're someplace where you can't talk, you can always listen in the audience.
Totally.
So there's so much value in that as well.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking recently about how to get quality IELTS speaking practice, right? Because last episode, we talked about how speaking online with somebody is just as good as face-to-face, especially these days. Like, we just need to find ways to fit speaking practice into our lives, because often I will meet with students and I know they have amazing English in their heads. Like, their level of English is high, but their speaking is not up to that potential because they don't speak often enough. Guys, if you have the English in your head, it can't stay there. It's not going to magically come out on test day. You have to practice coming out with the best English as often as possible if you want to improve your fluency, right? Yes, so definitely, exactly. Clubhouse is a fantastic resource for that. It's free. It's there. It's ready all the time. Find some interesting groups to join. Practice speaking English. And that's part of our message today, guys, is like, how can you decide if this resource is worth your time or not? And I would say, joining Clubhouse, find our invitation on Instagram, like Aubrey said. And then like Aubrey noted, guys, you have access to the whole platform, right? So join us live, get feedback, but then also find some other rooms that you want to, you know, participate in.
Yeah, because this is one of the biggest things I've noticed is a lot of students, they're only seeing value if there is a native speaker or an English teacher sometimes.
Right.
There's so much value in practicing with other language learners. You
yes.
don't have to have a teacher or a native speaker present. That's part of our rooms. We're empowering you guys to see how to provide feedback to each other on your IELTS speaking questions, what exactly to listen for, what to provide feedback on. That's part of the IELTS practice rooms we do so that you can practice, do the same kind of practice in any Clubhouse room or with your speaking partner and maximize that practice time.
The Clubhouse, the IELTS Clubhouse room that we had last week was so fun that I actually ended up taking some notes to talk about today on the show. Cause as we were talking, and helping students, I thought, this stuff is so useful for everyone.
Yes.
I want to share some of these insights on the main podcast and tell you guys to come over to our Clubhouse room. So, guys, the next IELTS Clubhouse room that me and Aubrey will be doing is November 3rd at 4 p.m. EST. All right. So remember, get the invitation to join if you're not already on there by following All Ears English on Instagram. So, in the last session that we had a student, Saman, who was fantastic. He was so good. He's a podcast fan already. So, Saman, if you're out there listening, shout out. You're amazing. He's a teacher in Iran. Like, such a great person to talk to. I love interacting with our amazing fans and awesome students.
Yes.
So first of all, that was the biggest benefit for me. But here's something that we can all learn from, guys. So he used an idiom in his answer. Describing his father, he said, he's my East and West. And then I thought, wait a minute, that is not actually an English idiom. I wonder where he got this from. Aubrey, where did he get this idiom from?
Yeah, so Jessica asked him, and he said it was in an IELTS preparation book that was written by a teacher there locally. And yeah, we let him know, unfortunately, some of these resources are not written by native English speakers, and they might be translating directly from another language. They might be misunderstanding a different idiom, and unfortunately, the information there is not always correct.
Exactly, guys. You have to be so careful with what you're choosing. And here's the thing. Like, if you, let's say you go to the bookstore and you have three IELTS preparation books in front of you, the local one, right? Or the one written by a non-native who is probably in your country. There's probably even advice in your first language in this book. It's not even all in English. That book is going to be cheaper than the Cambridge Test Practice book. It's going to be cheaper than these other resources. And you think, hey, you know, I think this author is great. I think they got a high score on IELTS, maybe. I'm going to save some money and get this one. But then you don't learn the correct things and it doesn't help your score. So you know what I mean? Like, it is worth that extra investment, guys, to make sure that what you're studying is appropriate. And we asked him, I was like, is this an idiom in your first language? So that's an actual translation from an idiom in his first language. So what we would say to describe someone who guides you, who is a mentor, who you trust the advice of all the time, this person is your North Star. So it's interesting that they're both like direction based,
right,
but they're
related.
Different, right? So in English, guys, to describe a person like that, we say he or she or they is my North Star.
Yes, exactly. And we were able to let him know on Clubhouse this change and everyone in the room, but we wanted to share this on the podcast too, because who knows who else has that book? And just to highlight that not every resource you have is correct. So like you were saying, pay attention to who wrote it, where are we getting it from? You want to be careful when you're taking risks, right? There can be false translations. You don't want to take risks on test day. You want to test out these idioms and find out if they're correct, if you're using them correctly, somewhere like Clubhouse.
Totally, totally. I mean, the importance of finding a quality online community, right? Just recently, I spoke to a Three Keys student, Juan, and he took the exam only one time. He got an 8.5 on speaking, you guys, and he said that the online community he learned the most from was our Facebook group, actually, the Three Keys Facebook group. And he said he didn't even participate all the time. He didn't write a lot of questions, but he did go through and read other people's questions. And he said, I always read it and learned new tips and cleared up doubts that I didn't even realize I had, right? Yes. So he got an 8.5 on speaking. I mean, like, guys, you can access quality groups. So we would love for you guys to meet us in Clubhouse on November 3rd. So just real fast, Aubrey, what's some other lessons that students learn from us in our Clubhouse room?
Yeah, there are some interesting mistakes that that students make sort of over and over. And so we want to share with you. One of them is intonation. Often students, maybe they're focusing on the vocabulary, on the idioms, so they forget to have interesting intonation and they speak in a monotone. Remember, guys, to practice interesting intonation every time you speak English out loud. If that's summarizing a podcast you just listened to or a TV show, if that's on Clubhouse, right? Don't get in that habit of speaking in a monotone, because then you might slip into that if you're nervous on test day.
Right, exactly, totally. And guys, like, here's the thing. You have to practice this stuff out loud. You have to experience getting over your nerves if you want to be confident, or we always say, right? Cool, calm, confident. If you want to be cool, calm, and confident, like Juan, who got an 8.5 on speaking, if you want to do that on test day, guys, you have to practice beforehand. So like Aubrey said, we do notice intonation issues and talk about that in the room, because I think for some of these guys, you know, like maybe they haven't tried with a native speaker before. So of course you're nervous. Maybe it's the first time you're talking to us, you know, live and in kind of almost person. So that is the perfect way to practice, because you're already kind of nervous. You're like, I've never done this before. And so you get over that fear. You do it anyway. You take that risk. You speak out loud. You get our feedback. And then you know you can do it, right? And then we're like, that was great. That vocab was good. I would use this word. And you know what else? Improve this part of your intonation. And like, what a great way to improve, right? Experiencing that win, getting that confidence of speaking out loud to a room full of people and us, and then being like, all right, I could totally do this. All right, now I'm going to relax and work on my pronunciation. So guys, so many benefits. Again, Aubrey, how can students get into that Clubhouse room with us?
Yeah, you want to download the Clubhouse app, and then you're going to need an invitation. So come to our stories. Most of our rooms are Wednesday or Thursday, so I post for 24 hours. The link is available before that, so you can click that link to get an invitation to Clubhouse. You guys can always email me to aubrey@allearsenglish.com if you missed that link, and I can send it to you. We have a link at all times we can give you so that you can join our club on Facebook, on Clubhouse.
Perfect. I know there's so many groups, right? There are, you know, we love interacting with you guys, with all of you listeners. We are always trying to add new ways to talk to our community, guys, because we love our fans and our IELTS students. And so this Clubhouse room, guys, it is going great. Aubrey and I are having so much fun. So we really hope to see you in that Clubhouse room. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for the check-in about this, letting us know how it's going, how students can get in there with us and find us, get that invitation. Aubrey, you are doing a great job with Clubhouse. You're killing it over there. You're in control of that whole realm of All Ears English. I love it. You're doing a great job. And yeah, I'll see you in the Clubhouse room.
Yeah, perfect. I really agree. It's such positive motivation. So I'll see you, Jessica, and all of you listening, anyone who can, we'll see you on November 3rd.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Aubrey, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.